Hi, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. My name is Kelly Hatley, and today is December the 20th. Right now, we are going through our Advent devotional guide. Each day, we will be reading a portion of Scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You will also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we are working from today is Hark, the Herald Angels Sing. And this first stanza says, Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Our scripture for today comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 56. So if you have your copy of scripture, let's begin. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord had said to her will be accomplished. And Mary said, My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with His arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. Today we begin looking at one of the most well-loved Christmas carols, Hark, the Herald Angels Sing. Our scripture passage is the story of Gabriel's visit to Mary to announce that she will bear the Son of God and will call him Jesus. It recounts how Mary went to visit Zechariah and Elizabeth's home and there delivers, really sings, one of the most famous songs outside of the Book of Psalms that we have ever recorded, her Magnificat. Mary's song is very similar to the prayer that Hannah prayed long ago as she dedicated her young boy Samuel to God's service in the temple. You can find that in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. It echoes many of the same themes. In verse 50 of the chapter, Mary sings, His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. Truly, the Lord's mercy is great. Through Jesus, God has granted His merciful love and forgiveness to all of us. Jesus' death on the cross was God's redeeming action to provide a way of reconciliation between Himself and ourselves, lowly sinners though we are. Today's carol stanza ends with the phrase, "God and sinners reconciled." This is the good news of the gospel. Jesus paid our sin debt so that we might be reconciled to His Heavenly Father. As my old choral professor from Samford University always used to say whenever he thought a choral piece we had sung was great, "If that doesn't ring your bell, something's wrong with your clapper." This good news should be in the forefront of our minds, always causing us to contemplate it and to be ready to sing with the angels, "Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled." Be sure that your clapper is ready to ring and to sing out the good news of this gospel. You can sing it with your mouth, and you can ring it with your actions. Take a moment today to read through Mary's song and even Hannah's song in 1 Samuel 2, verses 1 through 10. The Lord is merciful. God is definitely deserving of the glory and praise that we give to Him. Praise be to God for how He has extended mercy to us through Jesus from generation to generation. Glory to the newborn King.